Toronto. Avoiding future lockdowns is Ontario's ultimate goal, as laid out Monday in a throne speech emphasizing recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic as it enters a new phase. Lt. Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell delivered Premier Doug Ford's throne speech, marking the start of a new legislative session and the opportunity to present a renewed agenda 8 months ahead of the next provincial election. It focused largely on what the government has done to support the healthcare and long-term care systems during the pandemic, highlighting the need for more action but with few specifics, though it mentions already promised legislation to set long-term care standards. Thanks to Ontario's high vaccination rates, more than 86% of eligible residents have received at least one dose. The province is entering a new phase of the pandemic, and while cases may rise as people head indoors, it won't be cause for panic, the speech said. If additional public health measures are needed, they will be localized and targeted, Dowdeswell said. At the advice of the Chief Medical Officer of Health, they will seek to minimize disruptions to businesses and families. The ultimate goal, shared by all, is avoiding future lockdowns. Massive levels of new spending for supports during the pandemic have left Ontario in a significant financial hole. The latest projection for the 2021-2022 deficit is $32.4 billion. The speech said that the province's economic recovery will be fueled by growth, not spending cuts or tax hikes. In particular, it mentions building roads, highways, and transit. There's no question over the past 18 months the people of Ontario have been tested like never before, Dowdeswell said. Through it all, during what felt like our darkest days, we've also seen the best of what our province has to offer: strength, determination, compassion, generosity, grit. This is the Ontario spirit that will drive us as we work together to build a brighter, more prosperous future. Young adults, students and hospitality workers were specifically mentioned in the speech as people who have had to shoulder large economic burdens during the pandemic. At the same time, take-home pay for many workers has not kept up with rising costs, the speech said. One of Ford's major promises from the 2018 election that has not yet been fulfilled is a pledge to cut income taxes by 20% for the second income tax bracket. Monday's speech marks the first time the legislature has convened since early June. It had been set to return on September 13, but early last month Ford prorogued it until after the federal election, which was held September 20. Opposition questions to the government in the new session, the first question period is set for Tuesday, are expected to touch on rapid testing for schools and an ongoing dispute with the province's optometrists that has led them to withdraw provincially insured eye services. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 4, 2021. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.